It's time for Big Blue Kickoff Live. Only on Giants.com.
Smith back to throw. Has time over the middle. Intercepted by Roll again. Antrell to the 20. Needs a block. Pinball down to the 5. Roll call time. Antrell with back-to-back picks.
Manning back to throw. Steps up. Deep ball down the middle of the field.
He's got Cruz. 35, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants.
Romo drops straight back to throw. Steps up. Gets hit by Canty.
Pass intercepted by Jason Pierre-Paul. To the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Giants.
There goes Wilson again. Trying to break to the outside. Wilson cuts it back to his right. Needs a block, and Wilson's going to go. He's to the 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants. 97 yards.
Now, here's your host, John Schmell.
Welcome to Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com. 201-939-4513. 201-939-4513. Also on Twitter, you can send in your questions and comments to hashtag GiantsChat. Good morning, everybody. It's all brought to you by Andrew Mark. Hope you guys had a fantastic weekend. And let the NFL rumor mill begin to churn a little bit. And the one piece of news that's being reported by a number of different outlets, nothing yet official, no announcement from the New York Football Giants, and nothing will come until after the NFL teams are allowed to sign players tomorrow at 4 o'clock. But reports are out there that the Giants have come to terms with Cullen Jenkins, former Packer, former Eagle, defensive lineman, defensive tackle, for a pretty reasonable contract if the numbers that are being reported are correct. Again, nothing has been confirmed by the Giants. Nothing is official, but we can talk about that if you like it. 201-939-4513. Cullen Jenkins, a good two-way defensive tackle. He can stop the run. He can rush the quarterback. He's a little up there in age. He's in his low 30s, but he did have a very good, productive couple of years for the Eagles, and it's 2 years that he really stayed healthy. His last couple of years in Green Bay, he struggled with some injury problems, but with Philly the last couple of years, Cullen Jenkins did stay healthy for the most part. I think if this does in fact happen, and it does go through, again, it's not official, but there are a lot of reports out there that that will become official once it's allowed to after the deadline tomorrow at 4 o'clock. We'll see if that's actually the case. If it does happen, I think it's a very good signing for the New York Football Giants. It's a guy that's been effective in this division for the past 2 years. He's a good football player. He can do it both ways. You get a guy that I think can be as effective as Chris Canty, a guy they let go for a much lower price. So I think that's probably a very, very good idea. 201-939-4513. And we'll get to that again. We'll see if that becomes official over the next couple of days. But reports are that the Giants have come to an agreement with Cullen Jenkins. 201-939-4513. These phones are off the hook. Good job, folks. Let's start off with Chris in New Jersey. Chris, good morning. How are you, pal?
Hey, good morning, John. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Chris. How about yourself?
Good. I'm very well, thanks. Just to reiterate exactly what you said, I know it's not official, but I agree with you totally. I think with Cullen Jenkins coming on board, that's going to definitely help out shoring up the defensive tackle position with Joseph. And if Sean Rogers could stay on the field and be healthy, I think you got two big bodies right there in the middle to actually three big bodies with him, Linval, and Rogers, you know, shoring up hopefully against that running game, you know, stop those runs up the middle. But, you know, we'll have to see.
Yeah, you know, and the thing about it, too, and I think this is a good point, A, he is good at stopping the run. Even though the Eagles as a team had some issues against the run this past year, Jenkins does play the run well, but he also is very disruptive. And I think one thing the Giants missed from their defensive tackle position, especially since Canty was out for much of the year last year, was a guy that can disrupt things, a guy that can get penetration up the middle. And nothing bothers a quarterback or disrupts a running game better than a guy that can penetrate up the middle, get into the backfield, and disrupt the play before it happens. And Cullen Jenkins has the ability to do that.
Yeah, right. I think he had like nine and a half sacks, something like that, the past 2 years,
yeah.
which is pretty good for a defensive tackle. Exactly. And one more thing, John. You
sure.
know, the whole Victor Cruz thing that's coming down tomorrow with the restricted free agency tag that he has. And I know not many restricted free agents usually are signed. You know, the New England Patriots are always a team that lies in the weeds. And I have this not feeling, but it wouldn't surprise me that if they even made an attempt to possibly get Victor Cruz and give up the one, they're 20-something million under the cap. They let Brandon Lloyd go, and they Welker, they're letting him test free agency. It would be such a Belichick type of move to a little shot in the arm to the Giants to possibly try and get Cruz to come over to New England.
Hey, look, obviously it's possible. I'm not going to tell you it's impossible by rule. The Patriots could do that if they like, but I will say a couple things. One, we all know how much the Patriots value draft picks. They like to accumulate them. They like to use them to keep their roster young and really, keep that rotation going on both sides of the football. That's number one. Number two, is it better for the Patriots to throw a lot of money at Victor Cruz, lose a first-round pick, or is it more advantageous to them to just re-sign Wes Welker, a guy they know has good chemistry with Tom Brady and can work well in that system? Again, I'm not going to tell you it's not going to happen, but it's been a long time in this league. I think it's only happened once in the last 4 years where a team has gone after another team's restricted free agent and in the process given up a first-round pick to get him.
Right. I agree with you, but looking at the age with Cruz, I mean, he's a lot younger than Welker.
That's true.
That's the one thing. You getting a Cruz, you're almost getting a first rounder as a draft pick. I mean, he's 24, maybe he's not even 25 yet. So with Welker, I think he's like 31. So
to an extent, the Giants are rolling the dice a little bit, letting Cruz explore restricted free agency. But I think it's a risk the Giants have to take if they thought they could get him at a reasonable number and his true value. I think he'd be signed to a long-term extension already. But since we haven't had that signing take place yet, the Giants have no choice here but let Victor Cruz test the waters and trust that first-round tender will keep suitors away.
Right. All right, cool.
All right, appreciate the call.
Hey, thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Chris. 201-939-4513. Let's go to Naeem in New Jersey. Naeem, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, my friend?
What's up, man? I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Hey, man, I'm blessed, man. Just taking one day at a time, man.
Excellent. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm waiting on this season to start, man. But actually, man, I'm calling you, man. I really agree with you about the Victor Cruz thing, about playing in a different system, even with a Tom Brady. You know, I think, just learning that system probably would be a little too much for Victor Cruz at this point in his career. But I really want to talk about the cornerbacks of the New York Giants,
sure.
Starting with Corey Webster.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, do you agree that Corey Webster is getting just a little too old and maybe just a step behind? There's so many different cornerbacks out there that has the speed, but I believe Corey Webster just a tad bit off right at this point of his career.
Hey, well, look, last year, there's no question Corey Webster had a bad year. Now, I think we'll know better this season whether or not it's a one-year blip, and he'll come back this year, and he'll come back and it'll look like his old self. And maybe it was the hamstring last year, the broken hand he had earlier in the season. Maybe that's what made him less effective than he usually is. However, look, he's on the wrong side of 30. Corners in this league tend to age quickly, as you well know. And it's possible that he's starting to slide and is on the downside. Luckily, the Giants are able to renegotiate his contract, if these reports are correct, get his salary number down. He just has 1 year left on his contract. So the Giants will roll him out there for one more season. If he has it, they'll roll with him. If he doesn't, they'll look at other options.
Yeah, because I remember when, them bringing in veteran cornerbacks at that position at one time, even when Corey Webster was a rookie when they brought in Sam Madison to actually, coach him up and to even give him more competition at that position. But when now that I'm looking at, Prince Mukamura and, this kid Hosley,
right.
They still have a little problem covering and, sticking with the receiver. And to me, they're not that physical. But Corey Webster, I don't know if he's a true teacher even for those young guys. So, just as a Giant fan, I would love to see him bring somebody in that has the potential to at least teach these guys the cornerback position in the NFL.
Hey, look, I think the Giants need to add depth at cornerback. Right now, it's a position that they're very shallow at, and generally that's a position you can't be very shallow at in the NFL.
Right.
Look at the Giants last year. In training camp, they had about 7 or 8 guys they thought would be capable of playing corner in the NFL. Half of them go down with season-ending injuries, and they're stuck with basically Webster, Prince, Hosley, and Michael Coe for the balance of the season. And right now, the only guys they have on their contract are Hosley, Prince, and Corey Webster. So they're going to have to bring in other fresh bodies just to have in case of injury and insurance. This is a passing league. You have to have guys that can run. You got to have guys that can cover.
Right.
And right now the Giants just don't have the numbers. And I don't think they'll go with all youth. I believe they will bring in a couple of experienced guys to provide some backup and insurance to Webster, Prince, and Hosley.
Oh, yes, because we definitely need it, man. And, you know, just to touch on the Cullens signing.
Sure.
If it's official. I actually love the move because I believe that the defensive line need to be more physical. Last year, I think, you know, probably be banged up or whatsoever, but we need a little attitude there.
Now, agreed.
I go way back with the Giants. Go way back with the Giants playing physical football, whether it was the linebackers or the defensive line. But with those two guys in the middle, VIB, you know, Cullen and Rodgers. Rodgers a little old, but I still think they'd beef up that middle.
No, I agree. And last year, the Giants, I'll use the word, I'm not sure if it's completely accurate, but they got bullied a little bit on that line of scrimmage. They gave up a lot of rushing yards. They got pushed around, and they need guys that are going to hold tight at that line of scrimmage and take on those offensive linemen. And again, get some penetration and cause some disruption in the middle of that offensive line. And that's where quarterbacks and running backs feel it the most. When you can pressure up the middle, that's when you disrupt offenses, and that's why Cullen Jenkins is here.
I love it, man. I love the move, man. Hey, well, thanks talking to you. I'm not going to hold you up, man. But, you know, go Giants.
Naeem, anytime, man. Appreciate the call.
All right, thank you. Have a blessed one.
Yeah, bye-bye. You too, man. Naeem in New Jersey. Good job out of him at 201-939-4513. Let's go to Doug. He's in New Jersey. Doug, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Doug. What's up?
I'm going on the defensive side this morning.
Okay.
I've noticed that the Giants may bring in Cullen Jenkins.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ecstatic about that. Now, based on us having Cullen Jenkins, Linval Joseph, and Sean Rodgers, do you think the Giants need to beef up the middle linebacker position in order for us to be a stout defense?
Also, don't forget Marcus Kuhn, a young defensive tackle they like a whole lot. And you have Marvin Austin around, too. Maybe the Giants' second-round pick from 2010 can finally do something. But, yes, I believe now that they've added a veteran defensive tackle that has a lot of experience and, quite frankly, can still play football at a very high level, I think their biggest place of need on defense is now linebacker. I think middle linebacker is one spot. But I think almost just as important is finding a good, strong side Sam linebacker that can come in, be a presence at the line of scrimmage, rush the passer
Absolutely.
A little bit, and stop the run. I think you'll be fine
Absolutely.
With Jaquan Williams on the weak side. I got to be honest with you. I think he'll do a good job
yes.
there. But you need a middle linebacker and a Sam linebacker that can be impact, game-changing type of players.
Okay. Now, another question I have for you is, from what I've seen, I think the best inside linebacker in this draft will be Alex Ogletree. Now, if he happens to slide down to the Giants with the 19th pick,
right.
do you think we bring in another experienced linebacker to beef up our linebacker core?
Well, if you bring in Ogletree, and again, I think a lot of people say that, you know what, the Giants wouldn't take a chance on a guy with such a checkered past, you know, things of that nature. But the Giants have rolled the dice on some players in the past that have had some issues in the draft. Ahmad Bradshaw, the Giants picked him in the 7th round despite the fact that, you know, he committed crime in his time in college. They took a chance on a guy like Hosley who had the marijuana issue in college. So they will take a chance on these guys if they believe they can contribute to the New York Giants once they get into the NFL. So I do think he'll be on their chart. And now, I don't think they'll bring him in and just hand him the job either. I don't think that's what the Giants do. So they're going to take a look here, and they're going to bring in a veteran. I wouldn't be surprised if they bring Chase Blackburn back and let him compete with a young guy like Ogletree for playing time at that linebacker position.
Great. And that's all the questions I have for you for today.
Hey, appreciate it, Doug. Thanks a lot. 201-939-4513. I know he said Ogletree. He mentioned Ogletree. I want to get a little more detail on it for a moment. Now, he talked about Ogletree, you know, coming in and playing a little bit of inside linebacker, but I believe he's considered by most draft experts coming in here that he is going to be more of a outside linebacker in the NFL. I'm trying to find it. They got a couple bad links here. I don't know why ESPN isn't linking to the overall list here, but I'll pull it up in a second as we, you know, the Giants get ready for the NFL draft. And really, that's the beauty of this time of year. What the Giants do in free agency really will weigh what they do in the draft. And Ogletree is an inside linebacker. Excuse me, I was getting in confused. Deion Jordan and Jarvis Jones, two guys that have moved up. Jarvis Jones, the other linebacker out of Georgia, who's an outside linebacker. But, yeah, so, again, if they do bring in a guy like Ogletree, a guy like Minter, a Tao type, just in terms of being an inside linebacker, I don't think Tao's a guy they'll bring in, especially not in that first round. But if they do decide to bring in one of those guys, I don't believe they'll just hand them the inside linebacker job. You already have a young guy like Herzlick here that can compete for it, and you have a guy like Chase Blackburn that you can bring back too if you so choose and let him compete at that inside linebacker spot. 201-939-4513. Oh, we haven't heard from Jay in Irvington in a while. Jay, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, big guy?
How are you, Jay? Good to hear from you. What's up?
I'm pretty good, man. Hey, I'm just calling about that Cullen Jenkins signing. I think that's really big for us, man. I think with if OC does leave, we do have a young guy by the name of Ojomo that got playing in the preseason. He looked pretty good. I think if he gets in the rotation, he's going to be good.
And you also have Kiwanuka going to DN, too.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be good, too, with Kiwanuka. So what we need to do is use free agency for our linebackers, and we need to go in the draft and get corners. And is it true? I heard that Kenny Phillips is unhappy with the Giants because of the way he was treated with his injury, and he's ready to go. Is that true?
Look, I can't speak as to whether or not Kenny Phillips is unhappy. I can speak to the fact that he has chronic knee problems, and a guy that has had multiple knee surgeries and really has had a lot of trouble staying healthy, I don't think the Giants are not capable, maybe not the wrong word, but I don't think they should offer him a big-time, long-term, big-money contract. And if Kenny Phillips,
that's very true.
And if Kenny Phillips is going to be upset about that, then Kenny Phillips should go find that big-time, long-term contract somewhere else. But quite frankly, I don't think that contract's out there for him. If you're a GM and you see a guy that's had a number of knee surgeries, missed full seasons with knee injuries, do you want to tie your franchise a salary cap to this guy and write him a huge check? I wouldn't want to do it, would you?
Absolutely not. But I do want to keep Victor Cruz because I think he's a game changer, and I think Eli agrees with that too. I mean, even though you got a Hakeem Nicks, I mean, Victor Cruz is that person that needs to be out there that gives Hot Nicks the one-on-one matchups that he'd be looking for, and he stretches the field.
Nah, look, Jay, I agree with you. The whole key to the Giants' offense the past couple of years has been the big play. They get the big plays because they have two dynamic wide receivers out there that can both make really big plays at given times, and they both command the double team. If you lose one of the two, Cruz or Nix, it's going to really hurt this offense in a bad way. You saw it last year when Nix had the knee and he didn't really play well the whole year. It hampered their entire offense. I know Giants fans
absolutely.
I know you guys are nervous about Cruz, and I get it. Whenever you have a guy that's going to hit free agency in a couple days, even if he's restricted and other teams can bid him on and take him away, I get why you would be nervous. But just look at the history. In the last 4 years, you have not had hardly any players get picked up by other teams that were restricted free agents. They don't want to give up that first-round pick. So I think the Giants are still in pretty safe territory of Victor Cruz.
Okay, and my last statement would be with Corey Webster. At the end of the year, I was looking to get rid of him. I was saying that. But from his career as a standpoint and knowing that, you know, after you get beat a few times, after a few games, you lose your confidence. He gets his confidence back this summer, man. We get into the regular season. I think he'll be okay with Prince because Prince got his confidence already.
Well, that's the thing. And I think what the Giants can do is they can transfer some of those tougher assignments this year from Webster to Prince. Last year, Webster always guarded the team's best wide receiver. I would like to see the Giants challenge Prince and Mukamara and let him try to do that a little bit this year to see if the kid has what it takes.
Hey, when Thomas comes, he's going to have to do that. They're going to be battling out there this summer, I think.
Hey, I wouldn't, you know, be careful about Terrell Thomas, though. I like the fact they brought him back. They'll give him a chance, but you can't count on him coming off those three knee surgeries.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it's always good talking to you, man. Thanks a lot.
Hey, Jay, good to hear from you, pal. Be good, man.
All right.
Take it easy. 201-939-4513. Steve's down in Washington, D.C. Steve, what's up, pal?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Steve?
Phenomenal. Not much. I'm ecstatic with the Colin Jenkins signing, man. I think that's a great addition. With him and Nimbo, you know, stopping the run, I think we can actually, you know, have some success stopping the run this year. So that just leaves the linebacking core. And, you know, I'm just really not sure where we're going to get these linebackers. I'm wondering, what's his name? Pashante from Cincinnati. I think it's number 55. I think he's going to be a free agent in Cincinnati.
He's a linebacker?
You guys know what I'm talking about?
The linebacker you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, I can I can pull up some information on him now. Hold on 1 second. Let's see here. Yeah, you're right, though. I think the Giants, though, honestly, Steve, will probably are more likely to look for a linebacker in the draft. I realize they haven't, you know, picked a lot of linebackers early in recent years, but I do think it lines up this year where they might be able to get a linebacker in that first round. Let's see. Cincinnati, do you know if he's an outside linebacker or an inside linebacker?
I think he's inside. Number 55, I believe. What's his Bashante? I believe his name is Bashante. Oh, I could be wrong about that.
I don't
that.
See anybody. The only free agent linebackers from Cincinnati are Manny Lawson, Thomas Howard, and then Ray Maliuga, who is who plays a little defensive line as well. I don't see anybody else that's a free agent from Cincinnati, unless you have the team wrong.
It's quite possible. It's quite possible. I was actually listening to Tequila Spikes this morning on NFL Total Access, and I forgot the guy's name. Maybe I do have the wrong team, but. You know, nevertheless, I think we're going to have to go in the draft. So it really is going to come down to what? Tayo and hopefully, what's the other kid's name that we're hoping falls is Ogletree?
Well, yeah, Ogletree's one guy. You got the Minter kid from LSU. And remember, the Giants draft board doesn't always mirror some of these mock drafts they have out there. Everybody last year had, for example, Doug Martin ahead of David Wilson, you know, in the media on their draft boards. But the Giants thought David Wilson was the better talent. They had Wilson ahead of Martin. So, remember, the Giants draft board and the decisions that the scouts and the Giants front office come to don't always jive with what you might see from, you know, Todd McShay, Mel Kiper, Pat Kerwin, those guys in the media, you know?
Absolutely. You know, I just want to last note, guys. I just want to tell all our, you know, our fellow Giants fans to calm down about the Victor Cruz situation. I want to see him come back as well, but we clearly we're handling it the best way it could possibly be handled. And I just want to remind people about Mario Manningham and about, you know, Dominic Hickson. We were able to get it done without him, receiving-wise. We've scored a lot of points the last 4 or 5 years. So I don't really think there's any reason to, you know, to be too alarmed. Quite frankly, I don't want to see the kid go, but his best value for himself is in New York. And we do have other options. There's lots of receivers out there who can take the top off of our defenses. So I don't think people should freak out too much. And, you know, I'm looking forward to the new year. Great signing, Colin Jenkins, and I'm looking forward to getting some linebackers in, guys. Appreciate the show.
Now, Steve, hold on 1 second. I think the guy you're talking about is Vontaze Burfict, the guy from Cincinnati, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yes, he was not a free agent.
He's in second or third year.
He was an undrafted free agent in the 2012 draft, but he was signed by the Bengals. So he should be back next year for Cincinnati. He is not yet a free agent, but he's the type of guy. And again, going into his junior year, he was supposed to be a first-round pick in the NFL draft, but he just had a bad junior year for whatever reasons. It happens sometimes. He attended Arizona State, and then he was an undrafted free agent. The Bengals are the team that got him in that post-draft period, and he turned into a starting linebacker for them. He led the team in tackles. So, you know, people always talk about you need to have a first-round pick here to draft the linebacker to get better. Sometimes you can find some of these guys laying in the weeds, and they can really help your football team.
Yeah, well, let's hope we get our microscope out and find them, because we really need some linebackers.
No, I hear you. I appreciate it, Steve.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate the show.
Thanks, Ben. 201-939-4513. Remember, these guys found Victor Cruz in that undrafted free agent, pile after the draft was over. So it goes both ways. Giants do a very good job with that. They find these guys. Marcus Kuhn was a late-round pick. Perfect example, Adewale Ejomo undrafted free agent. Maybe he can do something. So the Giants have a lot of options here. 201-939-4513. Let's go back to our phone. Say hello to Alan in Washington, D.C. Alan, what's going on, pal? How are you? It's okay.
Doing good, man. What's going on with you?
Doing well, man. What's on your mind?
All right. Out of the teams that are, you know, for this coming season, I wanted to know who has, like, the most cap space available.
Oh, boy. Let me take a look at that. I think it actually might be the Cincinnati Bengals. Let me see if I can actually find which team has it. I saw a couple,
like,
websites here with cap space on.
Yeah, it's mainly – I just want to know, like, who – like, even if we franchise or, you know, we use the tender on Cruz, you know, who would actually have the means to, you know, actually get them. Like, I thought maybe Seattle would have that opportunity. I mean, they have, like, a really good young quarterback, so I don't think they'll use – you know, like a first-round pick on a quarterback for a while for them. Maybe they have the money to give up. So imagine, like, you know, a talent like Cruz, you know, uniting with, like, somebody like, you know, a young Russell Wilson. You know, I think it's just it's something we need to get fixed. We need to, you know, either find out what we're going to do with this guy or not. Because I know it kind of depends on free agency and all that other stuff, but, I mean, Cruz is a young, solid talent, and, I mean, I think eventually we're going to need to, you know, lock him up because we can't afford him to go to another team. I just can't see it. I'm kind of happy we got this guy, Jenkins, I think, from Philly.
Yeah, Colin Jenkins, very, very good signing.
Yeah, he's got like an $8 million contract with like $3 million guaranteed. That's pretty good, you know. And he, you know, I think he's going to take over Canty's position. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
So yeah, it's a nice big body to have in there. I still think we need to get a young gun that helps us with the run a little bit more. But it's good to know that we have him as insurance, you know.
Yeah. All right, Steve. Alan, I do have right now some of the cap space, and again, these are unofficial numbers, just going off what I can find online here. This is off NFLTradeRumors.com. Browns with $46 million, Bengals with $45 million, the Patriots have $25 million. I think that's a team that could surprise some people in free agency. The Bills have around $32 million. The Dolphins have around $36 million. The Falcons actually cleared a lot of cap space by getting rid of John Abraham and Dante Robinson. So those are some teams. The Seahawks have about $20 million. The Eagles, the Packers have about $20 million worth of cap space. So there are a lot of teams there with some money to spend in free agency. So it'll be interesting to see who ends up going where.
Yeah, I mean, I heard what Steve was saying. I mean, he could compare him to Mario Manningham. I mean, you can't compare Mario Manningham to Victor Cruz. Those are two different types of wide receivers. Very different, and not just different, but just their success in the Giants uniform were totally different. I mean, Manningham made some very vital and crucial catches for us, and you know, big third downs and you know, good hands. But Victor Cruz's productivity was off the charts.
Hey, look, Manningham's a guy that's made some big plays. You're right, but I think Cruz is a much more cerebral wide receiver. He can play outside. He can play the slot. And thanks for the call. Looks like we saw Alan's line drop there for a second. 201-939-4513, but you're right. Cruz, much better player than Mario Manningham. Much better player. Now, again, I think the best-case scenario for the Giants, the two guys, Cruz and Nix, is go through the season, you keep Cruz on the tender, and, you know, you see where it goes from there, and then you make a decision on him and Nix together next year, where maybe you sign both guys almost simultaneously. 201-939-4513. Let's go to Dave up in Rochester. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, buddy.
What's up, Dave?
I want to talk again with the Cruz situation. That caller two calls ago said not to worry, but I think it's twofold. I think as fans we're getting a little nervous because it is taking a little long. But on the other hand, being a restricted free agent, the Giants are going to ask probably if he does shop teams. The Giants are going to ask for a number one pick.
Yep.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
And wasn't it Mike Wallace last year was a restricted agent? Pittsburgh also wanted a first round pick, and I think no one bit.
That's correct.
So I think that it puts us in a pretty favorable position.
No, I agree. And look, Dave, there's no doubt the Giants are taking a chance here. Is there a chance someone tries to go over the top, is willing to give a first-round pick and sign Victor Cruz? Yeah, there's a chance that happens. But based on history, it's a very small chance. Now, there's a lot of teams with a lot of cap space. And remember, Victor Cruz also has to agree to go to one of these teams. Do you think Victor Cruz is going to want to leave the Giants to go to the Bengals or the Browns or some other team like
Miami,
the Colts or Miami or Buffalo for just a couple million dollars where he's not going to win? No, I think he'd rather stay with the Giants and work on this tender, work on a long-term contract, and stay where he's so popular and where he's so good. Remember, things can change for Victor Cruz real quick if Eli Manning's no longer his quarterback.
Right. And I guess my other question was, you've seen it with Antoine Bolden, Holmes from the Jets. Those teams want to give them pay cuts. How come they don't do that every time? How come we don't go to a Bradshaw or a Canty? And instead of just – and you know the free agency better than I do, so that's why my question's coming up is, why don't we go to them before cutting them, going to them first and say, hey, can you take a pay cut, rather than cutting them first and maybe trying to work something out first before that happening?
Well, honestly, a lot of it's complicated, and it's kind of based on how the contract is structured. If stuff is already in signing bonus form, it's harder to move that money around. So sometimes you really can't move as much money around on these contracts as you would like based on how they're structured. But other times, you just need to find the savings. So, I mean, Canty, for example, he had like a $5.5 million cap number, right? So if you want to make a move on him, maybe the Giants decided before that even started that we need to get the full 5.5. So we can renegotiate with him, get him down to 2.5 or 3, but that's not enough cap savings for us. We really need to maximize this, and the only way you maximize that savings is by outright letting the player go. So I think that's why at times you'll outright release somebody rather than renegotiate. And number two, I think in the case for those three guys that the Giants let go, Dave, they don't trust them to get back from these injuries. Canty's had knee problems since he's gotten here. Bradshaw with the foot. I think they're tired of him only practicing once a week and being a game-time decision week in, week out. And Michael Boley's had a lot of injuries too. He had some shoulder problems this offseason. He's dealing with some knee stuff, and he has over the past couple of years. And he had a down year, and he's on the wrong side of 30. So I think it's a combination of how the contracts are structured, number one, and then also number two, that maybe the Giants just don't think these guys, who are, again, 30 years or older and have had some injury issues, have much left in the tank to be productive players for this team, even if they did retain them on the roster.
Right, I understand. And I guess in the Canty situation, you give him 3 instead of 5.5. If you cut him, then maybe with that 5.5, you can get 2 guys, maybe 3 guys.
Exactly.
All right, Johnny, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Hey, Dave, anytime, bud. Thanks for the call. Excellent job on the phones this morning, everybody. And we're getting some news now. It's what we talked about on Friday. You're tired of, just kind of going around in a circle and talking about the same stuff all over again. We got some news. Again, it's not official yet. When it is official, make sure you tune into Giants.com. We'll have the official release, some quotes from Jerry Reese, Tom Coughlin, Cullen Jenkins. We'll try if we can get Cullen on again. If this does go through, we'll try to get Cullen for a little one-on-one interview as well. Get him on Giants.com. We'll play that back during tomorrow morning's show as well. Everybody, thanks for calling this morning. Thanks for joining us. My name is John Schmelk. Big Blue Kickoff Live, brought to you by Andrew Mark, comes your way every weekday morning at 10 a.m. on Giants.com. Free agency officially begins tomorrow at 4 p.m. Can't wait. It's going to be exciting. Everybody, have a great one. Talk to you tomorrow morning.